which the Gene Keys all together is also known as the Golden Path. And it's our journey to elimination, being us being illuminated in who we are right now in this present moment. And so it just really witnessing people get so grounded and becoming more confident and clear.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Women Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another ecstatic episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Alara Sage, the Ecstatic Life Mentor, and we are here today to talk about our journeys and our paths. And, you know, sometimes I have just dropped to my knees and screamed at the universe, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? It is a question that sometimes can really eat at our soul, eat at our core. But there is an answer. There is an answer to these problems. And we're going to talk about them today with our beautiful host, Kayla G, who is a spiritual mindset coach for entrepreneurs. And she helps beautiful souls to embody their human design and their gene keys. And so that they can be bold, they can be clear and confident in their business and how they bring themselves out into the world. Kayla is also a podcast host of the Living in Fierce Alignment podcast with over 320 episodes. Kayla, I honor you for all of that hard work. Thank you so much, Kayla, for being here with us today.
I'm really excited to be here, and thank you for that beautiful introduction, and I'm really looking forward to the wisdom that comes through in our conversation.
Yes. Ah, the wisdom, one of my favorite words. And ironically enough, that is my life's work gene key. How intriguing, is it not?
I love this. Yes, the 48. So good.
What a profound experience it was for me when I, you know, connected to the gene keys. And I'm going to let you explain the gene keys a little bit, but I just wanted to say to the audience, you know, the gene keys has been a profound tool for me. It is one that I tell everybody that I come in contact with, because for me, it is one of those tools that is deeply impactful. And if you learn how to utilize it, it really expands your consciousness and your ability to touch into, tap into, and embody your genius. So, Kayla, what are the gene keys?
Yes, I love this question, and I'm really excited to share this. So, specifically, the gene keys were created by Richard Rudd. So, I always want to acknowledge the source. And Richard used to work with Ra Uruhu, who is the founder of Human Design. And both of these systems, they utilize the I Ching system, which is a Chinese divination text. And essentially, this text discusses the 64 archetypes of consciousness. And so with the gene keys, what happens is that we have 64 archetypes. And within each of these archetypes, there's three different levels of consciousness. We have the shadow, we have the gift, and we have the city. So it's like a lower frequency moving into a higher frequency. And so the gene keys are, since they are the 64 streams of consciousness that we have as humans, the way that we have our gene keys created are in our are through 11 of the planets that come from our human design chart as well. So these create three different sequences. And these sequences ultimately have three different themes within them. We tap into the physical realm, the mental, and the emotional. And so when we have these three sequences and we have the gene keys in these, what happens is we're given an opportunity to contemplate, which I really love. And contemplation is this mix between meditation and concentration. And it's really about being curious. inquiring what these words mean of the gene key and the three different frequencies. Where are we seeing these frequencies show up in our life? And it's really about developing our awareness while also having compassion and understanding that we're quite literally going to have our highs and lows. And it's a matter of being able to flow and not trying to be perfect all the time and not always trying to be high vibe, because that's just not how we're designed to be as humans. So I really love this system. It's very feminine. It's very flowy. It runs deep. It's like a never-ending black hole of contemplation and curiosity. And I just love how it continues to spiral and unfold. So I hope that explanation kind of opens the door into our conversation today of the gene keys.
Yes. And what I love about the gene keys is exactly what you said, the shadow, the gift, and the city. Because to me, those three phases, and they're not necessarily phases, but they're three kind of cuts of the same diamond, right? And for me, it's just such a beautiful expression of how we can and do evolve. I don't find that same information in some of the other tools. And so when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible, because it does give us the opportunity to see our shadows and to accept them and therefore integrate them. And I really love Richard Rudd's teaching of contemplation. I had never contemplated as much as when I started to learn from him. And really, I always use like place a piece of chocolate in my mouth and roll it around in this delicious experience. And so Richard teaches us to do that with these words. So Kayla, when you're working with somebody in their gene key profile, what are some of the biggest aha moments that they have?
I think the biggest thing is that I really love witnessing people feel validated, and also just a lot of the time people really seeing themselves, and they really get to exhale and think, oh my God, there's nothing wrong with me. This makes sense. Like, this resonates. And so it really gets to be this beautiful permission slip for people. And so it's something that I just feel such a privilege to be able to contemplate the gene keys with someone, and the type of understanding that I have of them, the way that I share about them. And when it lands for people, it just feels like such a gift for me to be able to support someone and empower them in who they already are. It's not like I'm telling them anything new. There might be realizations and discoveries, but those realizations and discoveries are simply an observation of what's already present that they just didn't see yet. So it's just really beautiful. And the word that's coming to me is illuminate or illumination, which the gene keys all together is also known as the golden path. And it's our journey to illumination, being us being illuminated in who we are right now in this present moment. And so it just really witnessing people get so grounded and becoming more confident and clear, like you had shared in my introduction, like that is really something that I'm committed to. And that's again and again what I see when I bring the gene keys into the work that I do with people, or when I witness people contemplate this and really dive into it themselves.
Permission to be ourself. We talk about authenticity, and some people I think are, I mean, I know for myself, I'll speak for myself. How about that? Who is my authentic self? When the same time that I was literally screaming at the universe, who am I? I also didn't know who my authentic self was. And through the process of self-reflection, self-awareness, and tools like the gene key, yes, you know, the permission to say yes to who we are and how that unfolds more of our unique brilliance, which is just the glory of love through us, love through the fractal of this human form that I simply adore. When you're working with people, what do you think is the main resistance that we have, or perhaps a block, or just simply a space that we don't see, a corner that is out of our awareness? with regards to realizing our brilliance, our genius, our power?
Oh, I love this question. I think the biggest thing is that people don't trust themselves. They are still going and looking for the answers elsewhere. And, you know, it's like, for example, and I'm not saying this to like discredit certain spiritual practices, because I also do them, but doing things like going to see a psychic medium or getting a card reading or a palm reading or a tea reading, we go to someone else to have them share their interpretation and their wisdom. And we may not really know how to read it because it's such an intuitive experience that this person is sharing in regards to who we are and what we're going through and so on. And that can be validating. But what I love about the gene keys is that we can literally show someone their hologenetic profile and give them everything and say, what's your interpretation? And I think that's what matters. And it really is a tool for somebody to develop that self-trust versus externally seeking validation or clarity from someone else. And so when that happens, I think people, they come home and they become more connected to their intuition, and they don't need to have confirmation or maybe as much support or encouragement from other people, because they're trusting their own interpretation of their gene keys and their energetic experiences and looking at their own life. And so it really is this beautiful oasis of ownership, which I really love. Being like radically self-responsible for our own energetic experiences. And that's one of the really big things with the gene keys, is being responsible for our internal experiences, because for the most part, we can control that out of everything else that we have in life, right? So that's really what comes up for me. Like, that's the biggest resistance, is people not trusting themselves. And so I find the deeper people go into the gene keys, what happens is when you discover something for yourself rather than being told, it has such a profound impact on your current experience of life, and nothing can recreate that. And so literally it is a journey into self-discovery. And I think that self-discovery is what allows us to create trust in ourselves and our own journey.
Wow. I think you should sell that to Richard Rudd, Oasis of Ownership. That was really wonderful. And I completely agree that self-trust is imperative. I mean, we are the center of our own universe. That's just simply the truth. And if we can't trust ourselves, how can we really cultivate a life of trust, of clarity, of certainty, of confidence? And I totally agree that the gene keys cultivates that. And I feel, yes, there's this time, particularly early in our journey, where it can be beneficial to go to a psychic or go to a tarot reader. And then there's a time where it's, okay, it's time for you to learn this on your own. Because just as you said, the interpretation is always through their own filters. Any tarot reader, any psychic, anybody who's giving you their interpretation, it is just, as you said, their interpretation. So I love, Kayla, how you empower people to connect to this on their own. Do you have a juicy client story that you could bring forward?
Like in terms of a breakthrough that they've had? Yeah. So I think actually yesterday I was having a conversation, a coaching call with a client, and we were contemplating her gene key 21, which is control, authority, and velour when we look at the frequencies. And so what I really loved about us diving into that conversation is that we were having a conversation around what it looks like for her as an entrepreneur and the control that she seeks. And that proving energy, just because when I compare and contrast human design and the gene keys, the 21 is a gate, lives in the heart center. The heart center is about our desires, our drive, our ambition, our integrity, our commitment. And so we were looking at, you know, how to surrender control. You know, she was just sharing how she's a mother of 5 kids. She's in the process of having all of her kids at home for the next 2 weeks because it's winter holidays in New Zealand. And she just totally surrendered control and realized that she didn't have to prove anything and that she was an authority, you know, being at home with her kids while also being a business owner. And she's like, I don't need to try and control how many people come in this week or the content I put out. Like, I am an authority, whether it's an ebb or a flow. And there was just this beautiful embodiment of velour in that. And I think that that shadow of control is, I think, something that every person in some way or flavor can relate to, whether they have the gene key or not, right? But I think being able to surrender and trust, like, there's no proving when it comes to being an authority, you just are. Whereas control is like, you think you're out of control and that you have to do something. But the authority is already in the conclusion of knowing this is what's what. And so it was so beautiful to witness her be so empowered in that. And it was literally a conversation through the gene keys. It wasn't like I had coached her and was like, oh, you're being controlling. It was like we were having this conversation, a contemplative approach of being curious, being patient, being gentle, the gene keys approach. And she was having these realizations. And I just saw her so grounded in trusting her process and her journey that I was so inspired by that. And that's literally an example of when we're illuminated and we're shining our light, like our light affects other people. And I felt her light. I felt her illumination because she was being so embodied in, you know, her contemplative practices and really sitting with this gene key. So that's kind of the first story that comes to mind. And I love that it's fresh in my mind from literally yesterday before we record this.
That is so ironic because I have that gene key. So now you've connected to two of my gene keys. And when I first read that word control, I was like, oh, what are you talking about? I do not control. And then my higher self was like, and obviously I knew better than that, but it was really astounding to see where I did control. And I said this the other day on this podcast that I've never seen myself as a controller or a person who controls, but through the contemplation of that shadow, I was illuminated to how fearful I was to surrender. And I had been using the word and I had been inviting myself, and it was in the heart and it was in my space of surrendering, ironically, into self-trust fully. And the power that came through me and my life as I have moved through that gene key. And of course, it's a spiral, it's layers, you know, I'm always coming back around to it. I'm always re-seeing it, revisiting it, re-experiencing it, right? Re-contemplating it. But I can definitely attest to the beauty of what that gene key teaches us. I love how you said that the gene keys are a teaching or a practice of curiousness and gentleness. Can you explain that a little bit more to the audience?
Yes. So along with creating the gene keys, Richard Rudd created the gene keys approach, which is how we approach the gene keys. And the way that we approach the gene keys is through the art of contemplation. And this involves four aspects of contemplation, inquiry, patience, and also gentleness. And so what I love about these four words is that it falls into the realm of that, and I guess I'm going to use this term now, this oasis of ownership, because all of these aspects of the gene keys approach really allow us to take ownership of our internal experience. So the contemplation is, you know, we get to choose what it is that we focus on and being able to observe that. And through that choosing, we get to inquire. And this is where the curiosity comes in, and this willingness to unlearn what is no longer serving us and to unravel what it is that we know, because in that we can find the answers. It's not necessarily seeking more information. And then that gentleness is just really, again, acknowledging our human experience. Like, there's good days, there's bad days, there's bad weeks, years, moments, like really giving grace for that humanness, being gentle with ourselves as much as we're willing to be gentle with others. And then that patience, because contemplation takes time. And what I love about the Gene Keys is that there's nothing to figure out. You can read the Gene Keys book front to back as quick as possible. That doesn't mean you're going to get anywhere faster, which I love. And so the art of contemplation, the Gene Keys approach, really allows us to what Richard calls pausing, pivoting, and merging. So when you go to contemplate and you're embodying these four aspects of the Gene Keys approach, you know, you bring that level of awareness to the present moment. It allows us to be grounded, and we get to decide if we're going to pivot in a new way of thinking and being, and whether we choose to go in the same direction, we choose to go elsewhere. That's the merging. And so it is, it's literally bringing the multitude of human experiences together. And so that's kind of the framework of the Gene Keys approach, contemplation, and that's really how we explore the Gene Keys. It's not, we don't do the Gene Keys. And that's one of the first things that I learned. I was like, oh, okay, how do you do the Gene Keys? Like, what am I, you know, it's because let's say, for example, with human design, it's like, okay, this is your type, this is your strategy, this is your authority. So then you go out and you do and you live and you be your human design. But the Gene Keys are much more feminine than that, because there's nowhere to get to, because you're always going somewhere.
Yes. And I think that's why it resonated with me so much, was the feminine, because I had been approaching everything from that doer, and I got to the Gene Keys and it was the same thing. Okay, let's do this. And I quickly found that that just wasn't going to work with the Gene Keys, which is beautiful. I think we all need that reminder. I use Gene Keys very little with my clients, and I know that for you, it's a really big part of what you do, and I want to get into that. First, I want to ask you, is it just delightful to see all of the different humans? Because I feel like the Gene Key offers this glimpse into a human and all of their different facets of humanness. And you've got this very unique human, and then you have this very unique human, and you have this very unique human. And that's really exciting. Is there anything you can speak to that?
Yes, I am smiling so big because my life's work, my conscious sun energy, which is like, you know, your main personality energy and like how you show up, is Gene Key 36. And the gift is humanity. So the shadow is turbulence. We have the gift of humanity, and then we have compassion. And so you talking about these experiences of like this person and this person and this person, and also my purpose is the 15th Gene Key, which has to do with the city of fluorescence, like the flowering and like being in resonance with the heartbeat of the earth. And so I feel like these two spheres in particular really drive me to be extremely passionate about the human experience. And I just naturally have a lot of compassion for those entrepreneurs who experience turbulence in their business, which I feel like any entrepreneur can relate to the highs and lows, right? But I just really have this like deep rooted compassion for humanity and normalizing all entrepreneurial experiences and just making sure that people in whatever they're dealing with are receiving compassion from me, but also they can learn to have compassion for themselves, because I think that that's it. That's really the gateway to not beating ourselves up and being so deeply conditioned around how things should look and what's actually normal and whatnot. So that's my experience with humanness, is that it's literally the gift of my life's work. So I love that you intuitively brought up a Gene Key for me, and then obviously I brought up two for you. So I guess we're like 1-2 right now, and I love this game.
No. You just brought up three, because I have the 36 as well. I'm thinking like, oh my gosh, so is Kayla going to like hit all of my Gene Keys before we're done here? And I just want to say to the audience, I can feel the truth of what you're speaking to, Kayla, when you speak about your compassion for humans in their experience. Like, I can feel you in my heart. I can feel how true that is to you. And I just want to honor you in that, because I really feel you and see you and your compassion and your true desire to assist these multidimensional beings in fully honoring this human experience and embodying that for themselves. So thank you for all of this brilliant work. And I know that you work with entrepreneurs. So tell us a little bit about, is there some way specific that you find the Gene Keys helps entrepreneurs, or how perhaps the business shows up in the profile, anything like that?
Yes, I'm so excited that you asked me this question, because I guess it was late in 2022, I started to really dive deeper into the Gene Keys, even though they've been in my realm for about a year at that point. And I started reading my Gene Keys and looking at the framework, and I just thought, this is literally painting a blueprint of how I experience my business. And so I started to take a contemplative approach to how I show up in my business. And so I talked about earlier how in the Gene Keys, we have three different sequences. We have the activation, which is the first sequence. It's also known as our incarnation cross in human design. We have the Venus sequence, and then we have the Pearl sequence. And so these three sequences, I started to play with it. And the activation sequence is like what activates you. It's your four prime gifts. It's your zone of genius. It's also known as the genius sequence informally. And I was just realizing, like, okay, so if I contemplate these Gene Keys, I can see where the lack of stability, because that sequence is specifically about creating stability in your life. And it's like, okay, if I can see these patterns and these shadows of instability showing up in my business, like, it gives me somewhere to go and to contemplate and really look at myself and reestablish that stability. And when we have that stability in the activation sequence, going into the Venus sequence, this is all about relationships. And as a business owner and as a service provider, that's literally the work that we do. We have relationships. And ultimately, the way that we show up in our adult life and relationships has a very strong influence from our childhood. And a lot of the imprinting in the Venus sequence are from our childhood, the three intense phases of the IQ, the EQ, and the SQ, and the core wound. So these can show up in our immaturity, in our lack of boundaries, emotional intelligence, the way that we see things. And so I started to look at this and I thought, okay, well, this is showing up in how I'm holding myself back in my business. It's also showing up in how I have relationships with clients, team members, my audience. And then when we get into the Pearl sequence, what I love about this is that the Pearl sequence is all about being of service. The Pearl sequence in itself, even when you read it traditionally in the Gene Keys, it really does emphasize being of service, like entrepreneurship, energy, creation. And I really am so grateful. The Pearl sequence is the first sequence I dove into, because it really speaks to being of service and not being just focused on money. And so when I sit down with entrepreneurs and I have a conversation and we look at, okay, this is how you're designed to create the culture and the ambience within your business. These are your natural gifts and talents of how you're here to be of service. This is how you're going to get present and grounded in this moment through prosperity in your Pearl. And your brand, which is your conscious sun energy again, is like how you're here to share your truth and your experience and make an impression on people. So I take the Gene Keys and I look at them through an entrepreneurial lens, and I get to coach people based on their extremely unique experience of business. And I'm never replicating the same conversation or the same coaching, because it's so unique to that person. And it literally speaks to their DNA, like genetic imprinting, hence the word Gene Keys. So it's so much fun for me. I get so lit up by this, because it was just this kind of realization and discovery that I've had when I got into the Gene Keys and I started to make it applicable, because it can be very elusive and esoteric, but I started to make it applicable, but it's still in that feminine embodiment way. So it's something that I love, 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 love to share with others. So I'm really happy and thankful that you asked me this question, because it's like my favorite question.
Again, I can totally feel you. You're just like lit in your sacral chakra. You're just lit in your body. And to me, that speaks volumes for yes, 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 this is your genius and this is what lights you up. And I love how you were speaking to focusing on how we can be of service rather than the money, because that's where real stability, and there's another word I'm trying to think of, it's the availability of our businesses to kind of move, you know, consistently, and sustainability. And when we're focused on how we can really be of service from our heart and from our genius, not in a martyrism standpoint, but truly from our hearts, that's where prosperity in my experience, has really created.
Yes. And honestly, I believe that money is a consequence of being of service. And the bigger service that we are, the more possibility for that prosperity, that wealth, that abundance, whatever you want to call it. But I still believe, like, the bigger impact that we make, the more people that we're serving co-creatively, that is literally just nature. Like, it's going to flourish.
That is nature. Yes, it is going to flourish. How beautiful. Kayla, how can people find you and connect with you?
Yes. So I hang out on Instagram at Kayla G. I'll probably have that in the show notes, so I won't spell it for you, but Kayla G on Instagram, my website, KaylaG.com. I have my podcast channel, Living in Fierce Alignment, and I am just thriving in sharing the gene keys in business and just working with all types of entrepreneurs and how they can bring this into their work. I work with people one-on-one. I also have a beautiful group program right now that I'm excited about, the Illuminated Entrepreneur. This is literally my playground for gene keys in business. So those are the projects that I'm working on. Those are the spaces that I'm hanging out in. And I have a ton of free resources as well. Again, sharing that prosperity of, you know, sharing this wisdom and supporting the people that I want to work with and collaborate. So that's where you can find me. And I'm really excited to connect with the listeners who came onto the show today. And it's been an absolutely beautiful conversation. And so I want to thank you for inviting me and having this beautiful chat today.
Yes. And I can speak to the richness of Kayla's offerings on her link tree. There is just, I was looking on it going, wow, this is so robust and just very in depth. So I deeply and personally invite the listeners to go and check her out and start to dip your toes into this, feel it, and then take those steps further to connect with her and experience her illumination and her compassion of your human self. Okay, so it is time for the activation. So listeners, I always recommend that you aren't driving while we're doing this. You can be driving, but you'll want to come back to this and give it your full presence, focus, and awareness. And it's important to also know that there's nothing that needs to be felt during these experiences. Knowing that depending on where your nervous system is and depending on where your level of availability is, you may feel a lot or you may feel very little or nothing. Know that regardless, the information, the energies, the entrainment is indeed working. So trust the process. And just be available to this moment. Okay, let's begin. So let's close our eyes and bring our awareness to our body. Let's bring our awareness to our human, this human body, this human self that you are. And breathing into your body, in through the nose, out through the mouth, as we're just drawing awareness and drawing compassion into your body. With each inhalation, knowing that frequencies of compassion, of love, and of acceptance are coming into your body. And with each exhalation, you're releasing any judgment of self, you're releasing any criticism of your human expression, and breathe in again. Ah, beautiful feeling, that expansion, feeling these vibrations coming into your space. With the next inhalation, there's a golden light. I'm going to bring in some sound. A golden light coming into your body. Breathe it in, receive it to the best of your ability, and release.
Nice deep breath in the body. Remember your human self. Remember that you are divinity in human form. Remember that you are divinity in human form. You are love incarnate. With each breath in, receive that truth more. Remember that truth more. Remember that truth more. Yes, yes, beautiful soul. Yes, beautiful being. We see you. We see you. We see you here now. We see you in your light. We see you in your love. We see you in your genius here now. Here now you are seen. Here now you are loved and fully received and accepted. One more nice deep breath in through the nose and let it out. Let it out of the mouth. Yes, yes, yes. By the perfection of divine trinity, the power of three, it is done, it is done, it is done. Aho. Yay. Open your eyes. Ooh. Kayla, my love, it has been so extraordinary having you, feeling you in all of your light and your beauty and seeing you and just simply sharing this space with you. Thank you so much for coming on the Ecstatic Woman podcast.
Thank you again for having me, and I loved the conversation. I feel amazing. Thank you for the activation, and it's just, I feel so good and clear and grounded to continue my day. So thank you again for having me here.
Yay. Okay, listeners, fellow ecstatics, be sure to share this podcast, this episode with anybody, whether they're entrepreneurs or not, who are questioning, who am I? Maybe they don't have that boldness. Maybe they don't have that confidence. Maybe they don't have that clarity of who they are. Be sure to share this episode with them. Tell them to reach out to Kayla. The more that we all are aware of this information, we all get lifted. We all rise up. We are all illuminated in the human experience. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes, and I will see you next time. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Women podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com